Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. It's good to have you with us. And if you have been here earlier this week, then you know to find your place in God's holy word at Genesis 3, verse 17. The text reads, "Then to Adam God said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree, about which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you will eat of it all the days of your life." As we make our way systematically through the verse, thus far I've shared two of my insights. Do you remember these from last time? First, we saw the personal responsibility God gives to Adam. God begins by relating the consequence of sin directly back to him. The Bible says, "To Adam, God said." This matter of personal responsibility is further highlighted in the twice-used phrase, "because of you." God's word in verse 17 begins, "because you have." And then later in the verse, God says, "because of you." The Lord God is clear, "Adam, it is because you have sinned that I am going to now punish you," and the details will follow. And like Adam, we must take personal responsibility for our own sin. Our specific punishment will follow our specific sin, unless, of course, we have trusted in Christ to take away our punishment, to have all of our sins forgiven and removed from us. In Christ alone, there is no condemnation. Do you belong to Christ? Has he borne your punishment on his cross? I ask you this regularly and again now for those who may have just tuned in and for those of you who keep ignoring my question. Because the Bible has made you aware of your own personal sin and the responsibility you have for it, will you receive Christ's grace to remove your sins and the eternal consequence of those sins from you? And then we came to my second insight. By listening to the voice of his wife, Adam was dismissing the voice of his God. The text continues, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree about which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat from it." The nature of Adam's sin is that he both listened to the voice of his wife, which then prompted him to eat of the tree which he was commanded not to eat. I find the phrase, "because you have listened to the voice of your wife," very interesting. Question: what is it about listening to Eve that was sin for Adam? Answer: because Adam listened to Eve, it meant that Adam was not listening to God. Adam was listening to the wrong person. Adam listened to Eve. Adam did not listen to God. And that gets him into this punishment. What is so wrong about the first husband listening to the first wife? It is the content of what Eve said. She persuaded her husband to disobey God, and you cannot get any more wrong than to do that. As we continue with this second insight now, let's ask this. What was Adam supposed to do? If we go back to earlier in Genesis 3, and let me paraphrase, the serpent has slithered up to Eve and basically said, "If you eat of the fruit of that tree, you are going to be like God." But God, because he is paranoid of this, he has selfishly prevented you from eating of that beautiful, luscious fruit. So go ahead, take a bite. And you will see that you become like God. Eve thinks, good point. She snaps off a piece of the fruit and takes a big bite. And when she does not immediately drop dead, then she reasons, let me give a piece to my husband. I love him and I want to share this with him. Let's have fruit for dinner. So Eve brings over the fruit, and here is the moment of truth for Adam. now, here and then, what should he have done? He should have corrected his wife. He should have reminded her what God had actually said to them, what God commanded. Adam should have recalled the voice of God to his ears, and he should have sided with God over the enticement of his wife. But Adam did not correct. Adam did not remind. Adam did not resist. Adam ate. Adam sinned. Adam did not do what Adam should have done, and so God, his commander and his creator, says, because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten. And the consequences pour forth in the remainder of verse 17 and verses 18 and 19. Sin has consequences. This prompts me to ask you, who do you listen to? Let me be more specific. Husbands, who are you listening to? Are you listening to the voice of God or the voice of your wife? This is a poignant question. And let me ask wives, who are you listening to? Is it Satan or is it God? And when you speak to your husband, what is it you tell him? Are you a help to him or a hindrance? Are you encouraging him towards God's will, to the fulfillment of God's commands in your lives? Or are you persuading him to follow your will, your way, even, can I say, your commands? Is your wish your husband's command? Well, this is also a poignant question. Here, someone may get jumpy. I can imagine somebody asking, what's so wrong with a husband listening to his wife? Marriage counselors, psychologists, marriage and family therapists could well offer, this is the problem. Husbands do not listen to their wives. And to be sure, generally speaking, there is not anything wrong with a husband sitting down with his wife and really listening to her. Not faking a listen, but actually hearing what she says. I am regularly encouraging men to do exactly this. However, when the voice of the wife goes against the voice of God, it is time for the husband to stop listening to his wife. And it is time for the wife to submit herself to the will and the command of her God, which comes through the voice of her husband, in the case where the husband is a believer, a Christian, a man of God. Of course, this does not work in a marriage where the wife is the Christian and the husband is not, or where neither husband nor wife believe in Christ. I understand that. The context for Adam and Eve is a marriage in which God rules their relationship, and that is the context in which I am applying this text to us today. Adam's sin was that he listened to the voice of his wife, and because her voice said to eat of the forbidden fruit, Adam relinquished his responsibility to lead his wife away from the temptation and towards the commandment, away from Satan and towards God. Adam was not the man that God had made him to be. Are you aware that in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul points back to Genesis 2 and 3 and to make a point about the relationships of men and women in the local church? Hear now, if you would, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 12 through 14. But I do not allow a woman to teach or exercise authority over a man, but to remain quiet. For it was Adam who was first created, and then Eve. And it was not Adam who was deceived, but the woman being deceived fell into transgression. Paul starts by saying that women are to remain quiet, and he links that with the order in which Adam and Eve were created. Adam first, then Eve. And then the apostle says what we already know from our journey through Genesis. Eve was directly deceived by the serpent, and as a result, Eve fell into the transgression, which is another way of saying that Eve sinned. When Paul says women are to remain quiet, he does not mean that women are to go mute at home or in the church or elsewhere. He is not calling for a gag order on women. The context is the teaching and the authority, the leadership in a local church. Much can be said about this passage, and I am fully aware that to some of you, this text is controversial. I do not think it needs to be, but I know to some it is. But here is what I want to get out of this. According to the New Testament, the order of creation reestablishes that it was Adam's duty and responsibility to lead his wife away from Satan. It was his duty to protect her from the devil's vicious deceit. But Adam failed. And you need to grasp this, because Adam failed to be the husband God made him to be, Adam bears the greater responsibility for the sin. That also becomes obvious in the New Testament. Listen to Romans chapter 5, verses 12 and 14. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. Verse 14. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam until Moses, even over those who had not sinned in the likeness of the offense of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. Romans 5, verses 12 and 14. What can we learn from these verses with the time we have left? Notice that Adam is mentioned, but Eve is not. Eve is nowhere to be found here. Adam takes the responsibility. Just as through one man sin entered the world, death reigned from Adam, the likeness of the offense of Adam, 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 no Eve. As husband, Adam bore a great responsibility, and all husbands have the same responsibility today. We are called to lead our wives to God and to protect them from the evil one. Who are you listening to? I pray it is the voice of God. Join us tomorrow for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.